It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. June is LGBTQ Pride Month in the United States. And here in Wisconsin, parades and other celebrations of the LGBTQ community are scheduled throughout the month.
Just last weekend, Milwaukee held its annual Pride Fest, the largest Pride celebration in the state. And Pride events are often connected with bigger cities.
But celebrating Pride Month isn't limited to Wisconsin's large urban centers. It's also recognized in many rural areas and small to mid-sized cities throughout the state.
Peg Schaefer serves on the Greene County Board of Supervisors as the supervisor for District 5 that represents part of the city of Monroe. She helped with an effort to have Pride Month officially recognized in rural Greene County last year. Peg, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us, please, about last year's effort to recognize Pride Month in Greene County. How did that come about?
Well, last year, the Greene County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution designating June as Pride Month, starting in June 2023 and for every year thereafter. The way it came about is that there were increasingly reports in the media and news items about the fact that members of the LGBTQ plus community were increasingly experiencing higher rates of mental health issues and substance use disorders. And a couple of us on the board started talking about this and wanted to do something about it. And in our capacity as supervisors, we thought authoring a resolution would be a good way to address some of those concerns. And for me in particular, I thought it was important to make clear to my constituents, first of all, that members of the LGBTQ plus community are valued members of the Greene County community. Secondly, really to make it clear to Greene County employees that Greene County embraces its responsibility to ensure that our employment practices and our county work environments are free from discrimination. And to let them know, to let our employees know that we support their efforts to make Greene County a more welcoming place and to provide services to those folks who were experiencing mental health issues and substance use disorders. So in particular, members of our Human Services Department and our Health Department staff. And then I guess finally, it was important to me to send a message to folks also outside of Greene County, that Greene County is a welcoming place to live and to do business. It's a great place, and we want everyone throughout the state to know that.
Peg, this resolution did pass, we know, not by a huge margin, and it's no secret around the country there's been a pushback to different Pride events and commemoration. What mm-hmm. was the conversation like? Did it feel like you ended up in the midst of this hotbed controversial issue, or was it a civil back and forth that ultimately led up to this resolution?
As a supervisor, I received emails and a couple of phone calls from folks on both sides of the issue, folks who wanted me to vote yes on the resolution and some who wanted me to vote no. I would say throughout, the discussion was civil. I was really proud of our county, our community, that the night that we voted on the resolution, there were folks who showed up who had strong feelings, strong opinions on both sides. And at no point did the discussion or the tenor in the room become so contentious that anyone was made to feel uncomfortable. And so I thought, for me, it was a great example of the way that a community can come together to discuss an issue that people have strong feelings about and have a civil discussion.
when we think of a Pride parades, Pride Month celebrations, we might think of, you know, the San Franciscos and New York cities of the world, or in Wisconsin, maybe Madison and Milwaukee. Are there unique obstacles that a more rural county like Greene County might face in recognizing and marking Pride Month?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but the culture here is a little bit different from, you know, San Francisco. I think, you know, one concern that I heard expressed last year when we were, you know, ahead of the vote was that somehow a recognition of Pride Month would take away from the recognition of June as Dairy Month. And, you know, that's something that I really strongly disagreed with. I believe that here in Wisconsin and in Greene County in particular, we can be proud of our strong dairy heritage. In Greene County, we are extraordinarily proud of that, the dairy tradition. We support our dairy farmers. We encourage everybody to come and visit us every other year for Cheese Days in September. But, you know, at the same time, I think there's room for us to celebrate more than one thing about our county. We're a place that's very proud of its dairy heritage. And at the same time, we are proud of the fact that we are a welcoming and inclusive community. And there's no reason that we can't recognize and celebrate both of those things at the same time.
The transgender community in communities around the country has faced, I think, particular backlash over the last couple of years. Do you think that Greene County, whether we're talking about employees or residents, can be seen as a safe and welcoming place for trans people?
Yes, I absolutely think that is the case. We encourage all folks to come and visit us in Greene County and to live here. Like I said, I think Greene County is an absolutely incredible place to live. And you know, at a time when you know, rural counties are facing population declines, an aging population. I think we really need to approach, you know, that issue with an open mind, with a welcoming spirit, and to let, you know, we need to do whatever we can to get that message out there that we embrace diversity, that we want new people to move into our community, and that they will be welcome.
Peg, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I was very glad to be here.
Peg Schaefer serves on the Greene County Board of Supervisors as supervisor for District 5, which represents part of the city of Monroe. We talked with her about last year's effort to have LGBTQ Pride Month officially recognized in Greene County and the importance of celebrating pride in a rural community. Now an LGBT community organizer from Waukesha joins us for a look at pride celebrations in the mid-sized city this month and year-round. Eric Check Swanson is the founder of LGBT Waukesha. Eric, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. It's really good to be here.
What inspired you to found LGBT Waukesha?
So a few years ago, about 5 years ago at this point, I was just kind of coming out of college, looking around in a very conservative area and kind of just wondering to myself, where is the support now that I'm out of school? I can see these big cities around us have these big community centers that are able to support people, but we're kind of right in the middle of them, and neither of them's super convenient for people from our county. You got to kind of drive for a while. Somebody actually from one of the Madison community centers came to have a speech with our public library, and I got in touch with the person who was in charge of putting that on, and we kind of started talking about the lack of support that we see in this community, and we decided, you know what, if no one else is going to do it, we might as well be the change we want to see in Waukesha.
What did that change look like? What kind of things did that inspire you to do to create the support you weren't finding there?
Yeah. So we started off very first thing. We've got a Facebook page up and running, wanted to get our name out there. The very first event that we hosted was we just called it our monthly meeting. It was a game night and it was a conversation time. It was come talk about whatever's going on in your life. Play some games if you don't want to be too deep, but if you want to just talk for the whole 3 hours, we can do that too. And that kind of has snowballed into an online community that really took off during the shutdown. We've just started doing a crafting event at the library. We run a book club every month. We just did some Pride celebrations this past couple weeks as well.
What did those Pride celebrations look like in Waukesha?
So the very first day of Pride Month, we were able to come together for a potluck at our local park, and we had a great time just coming together, eating food, being in a place where we know we're all supported with each other. Even though the weather wasn't that great, we had a really good turnout because people were just so excited to actually see something going on in the community. And then last week, we went out to a bunch of the businesses in the area and handed out pride flags, rainbow stickers, anything people would want to show their support from people just walking past. And we had a surprisingly good turnout. We weren't really sure what to expect from that, if we would be turned away from everyone or if people would actually be here for it. But we actually gave out a pretty good amount of flags and stickers.
As you mentioned, Waukesha perceived anyway as a conservative community, politically and in other ways as well. Have you encountered a pushback as you've started to organize these LGBT Waukesha efforts?
We have a little bit of pushback through our social media. We get the whole spectrum of reactions on Facebook. We get angry faces. We get sad faces. We get comments every once in a while. We're trying really hard to moderate that, to keep that a safe space for anyone who does visit our page, because we really want to be that positive light in the community. In person, we've thankfully been able to kind of fly under the radar a little bit of any groups that might want to cause us issues. I can't say the same has been true for some other groups in the area. Unfortunately, they have attracted some unwanted attention last year, but we've been able to avoid that so far.
Eric, are there any misconceptions or misunderstandings about, say, small to mid-sized cities like a Waukesha when it comes to the LGBTQ community?
I think the biggest misunderstanding is just that people don't expect us to be here. The past couple years, we've had the opportunity to visit some of the larger areas and show the fact that we are here. And every single time we get the, wait, there's gay people in Waukesha. Like every single time. And even when people come to our events, they say like, I didn't know anyone was here like me. And it can be very isolating to feel that way when people don't think that there's anyone like them around them, or even someone who is outside of the community, if they don't think they know anyone in this community, it's very easy to get isolated or just have the stereotype in your head without knowing what actual people are like.
I've had conversations in the past about, you know, a lot of LGBT communities end up in bigger cities, but there's nothing magical about being, say, gay or lesbian that says, oh, you don't want to live in a rural area, or you don't want to live in a suburb, or you don't want to live in a smaller city, right? Talk about the importance of building these places that aren't just in the biggest cities.
Yeah. So people get that all the time of the like, well, this isn't a friendly area to you, so why not just move? But this is our area. This is somewhere that we've lived for years, for decades. We've built down roots. We've got family and friends here. And to just presume that you want to uproot all that just because someone else thinks you shouldn't be here and you should just give in to that. We are everywhere. We should belong everywhere. We should be accepted and embraced everywhere, and it shouldn't have to be go somewhere else to feel comfortable. We should be welcomed wherever we are.
Eric, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Eric Check Swanson is the founder of LGBT Waukesha. For more on the topic, find more on this story over at our website. Just visit WPR.org.